There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Here we go. Welcome in. This is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Pauly Howard as we are live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino on tap. Over the next 3 hours today, we have Matt Eumanns on the program in 45 minutes. He went to Purdue. He has the pulse of the Boilermakers, I think, down better than anybody I've ever heard. Does he like all those points against Michigan this weekend? We'll ask him about that. And Nigel Seeley's on the program today. We'll get into the World Cup. That comes up in an hour. Paul Stone later on, and Adam Shirtoff as well. How are you doing today? Good?
Great. Right. Can't wait. I'm ready for USA. This is once every 4 years. Three teams have advanced, two are eliminated. 27 of 32 teams have a shot here. We're qualifying, and the next 4 days are going to be epic.
Oh, the drama today.
Yes. And can we get through here? We got to win. Got to win. Draw no good.
Do you believe that we will win? Will you be doing the chant at 11:03 Pacific time today?
I think they get it done.
Oh, boy. Do you really?
Yeah. I think they get it done.
Okay. It's a huge day.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Last night's game, Monday Night Football. The Steelers go to Indy as a 2.5-point dog. They get the job done. They won 24-17. It was a unique game. We'll call it that,
yes.
I guess.
Yes.
Kenny Pickett looked good. I think that guy can be a good quarterback in this league. And you saw he likes to go to Pickens quite a bit. He was solid. Harris goes out with the injury. They relied on Benny Snell last night. He had 62 yards and a touchdown. But now, like, what do you – we did not finish very well in Betsgiving. We did not repeat as champions here on VSiN during this contest. I was surprised. You liked the Colts last night. I was surprised
by
that.
Well, I mean, they beat the Raiders, right? And then they're up double digits against Philly. So it appears that going back to Ryan and then the Saturday, firing Reich and bringing in Saturday gave him a boost and a shot in the arm. But they came out listless in that first half.
Wow.
That was terrible. They're lucky that thing was even close.
That was ugly.
How bad they were. They kept getting stops and because Pittsburgh was living in Indy territory. I concur. Pickett has a good arm. They have weapons. There's hope for the Pittsburgh offense moving forward in a bright future, although in a tough division. It looked like it was going to be a 16-10 game, and then it explodes. It looks like Pittsburgh's going to blow them out. I think, the kickoff, I'm not a big momentum guy, but the kickoff to start the second half was enormous.
That flipped things.
Yep. But certainly right. And I know Adam Chernoff is going to sing their praises. He liked Pittsburgh last night. He's going to play them again coming up. And maybe they found something here with the bye week and working some new offense in. But I was disappointed in Indy. And Saturday showed he's not ready for prime time. And then over his head at the end. But a good win for Pittsburgh. We know they're not making the playoffs. And I guess we knew it going in, but that'll do it now for Indy this year. I mean, they still have to play Dallas. They still have to play Minnesota. They've already been swept by Indy, so their season's
done. By Tennessee.
Well, sorry.
Yeah.
Tennessee. Yeah.
And so now, if you want to shop around today, because they do get the Cowboys, like you said, coming up this week, and I can't imagine what that's going to look like on TV or in person if you go to the game, that offense against the Cowboys defense, oh, man, it's going to be ugly. It's going to be uglier than last night.
Oh, Matt Ryan.
Oh, he's in for it.
Yes.
I mean, he's really he might leave the game because of an injury.
Yeah.
I hate to say that, but I don't predict that kind of stuff. But he's going to get banged up the entire 3 hours in that game. They're not that offensive line again. To me, one of if not the biggest question marks of the entire NFL season is what the hell happened to the Indy offensive line.
I know.
I don't get it. I can't comprehend it. And then like we started to really see last night. The Jeff Saturday, he doesn't have the reps. He doesn't have the in-game stuff down yet as the head coach. That's going to take a while. It's going to be difficult to learn on the job. And we saw that play out, Paulie, in the fourth quarter last night and I know that Aikman and Buck, they were talking about it last night. There's a spot, if you want to break this down here, there was a spot last night where it's like you're watching the game. Guys, you got the timeouts left. What are you doing? Why are you letting the time run off the clock?
Number one, you have to rip Matt Ryan because he's a veteran. He should know this. Call a timeout. Like Walter and Big Lebowski.
Does he need permission?
Yeah, right. I'm a veteran. It's first and 10 at the... Does he need permission? It's first and 10 at the Pittsburgh 33. There's 90 seconds left. They have all three timeouts. He's sacked. Then he runs up the middle for 14 yards on second and 17. It's a big play now. No timeout. They let almost 30 seconds tick off the clock. And Aikman and Buck are incredulous. They run it with Taylor. He gets stuffed. That play was 3rd and 3 at the 26 with 34 seconds left. They were acting like they were inside the 10-yard line.
Uh-huh.
I mean, even if they get the first down, they run out of time, and it's going to look like. And then the incomplete pass on 4th down. Could have been a penalty, but... let them play, and the game's over. It was bizarre how they would. They have the ball with 90 seconds at the 33-yard line, and there was a good chance if they converted on 4th down, they weren't going to have enough time left.
Right. So here is their new, like, coach, Jeff Saturday, talking about not taking a timeout in that spot last night.
I didn't feel like time was really of the essence at the moment. I thought we had a good play. I thought we would get to. Yeah, and I felt like we would get to it. You know, obviously we don't do great on the backside, so it's worse than it, you know. But I felt good about the call before. Felt like we had time. We would have timeouts afterwards. We were in striking distance. So, yeah, I never felt like the pressure of needing the timeout. I thought the call was good. And, we were in that mode pretty much the whole second half. So it was pretty consistent with what we were doing. So, again, it wasn't like a change for us. We just didn't execute it.
I'm not so sure about that, man.
No.
I mean, you got 3 left.
No. You can still like the play that you have and the play you're going to run, but you got a little speed to up tempo here.
That's right.
I mean, you're running out of time.
Aren't you fascinated? I mean, you pointed that out right away. I think it was after the Buffalo game for the Packers, how they had like no 2-minute offense whatsoever. It's like, guys, have you ever practiced this situation before? Like the lack of...
Yeah, it's alarming.
Right. So we saw it again last night with another professional football team, and it just speaks to like... Man, and I'm guilty of this as well, but we always call for coaches' heads and guys in over his head and he's got to go. Like, how many good, truly good coaching candidates actually exist in the world? We have 32 teams. There's no way we have 32 good head coaches that are, like, ready for prime time. And Saturday's not going to be one of them. I'm sorry, yeah. But he's not going to be that guy. And then how many teams this year, like, we were so excited for the season, all these offseason moves, and it's going to be, like, you know, great team after great team playing each other. How many teams have a really good defense this year with a below average offense? You saw it again last night with the Colts. Like, the defense has been there all year long. They've saved the day many, many, many times, but the offense has just been, non-existent.
Yeah.
And now...
You got to put it on. Come on. Matt Ryan's been around a long time, though. You have to know the light bulb's got to go off.
How do
we're really... A lot of time's coming off. It's also, let's get composed. It's a big play. Make sure we're on the same page.
That's the thing. It's like, I'm halfway joking when I said a couple minutes ago, does he have to get permission? You're out there on the field. You have the sense for the flow of the game as a veteran quarterback, and you're like, now I'm going to let the clock tick?
Yeah, the other line, too.
I can override my coach?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, but the other line he said was like, well, I'd like to snap the ball a little earlier, but I wasn't that concerned with the time. Well, pick a street. I mean, what? You have to go here. You let a minute go off the clock, and you ran two plays. That's ridiculous.
It is.
You got to score.
I'll tell you, I mean, I don't like laying a lot of points in the NFL. That number is now up to 10 at some spots. It's 9 at one spot here in Las Vegas. The book is probably not even open yet here in town. I see a 9.5 out there. I would consider looking at the Cowboys this weekend.
And part of the handicap, there's nothing wrong with saying that because I said the same thing to somebody yesterday talking about the upcoming Tampa-San Francisco game. I go, I don't know if Brady's going to make it through that game with the offensive line and Wirfs is out. So Ryan's going to take a beating, no doubt about it. What's Atlanta-Pittsburgh?
Atlanta's favored this morning.
In Pittsburgh?
That's in Atlanta.
Oh, it's in Atlanta.
It's in Atlanta. Okay. I'm seeing the Falcons by 1.5.
Okay.
And the total in that game is 42. How'd that game go over last night?
I know.
You're right. That had 16-10 written all over it
as
it was playing out. Also, like the handoff at the, what was it, the 1 yard line?
Oh, the fumble.
The fumble.
Yes. Yeah.
And
then Ryan can't jump on it.
Yeah. They gave that to Matt Ryan, but in the booth, Aikman and specifically Aikman's like, no, that's on Jonathan Taylor. And that's what I thought too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you gotta secure that ball, man.
Yeah.
And get into the end zone there.
Yeah. They've owned them though. I mean, they have owned them. The Steelers going back all time, amazing on Monday night, and they beat them 8 in a row. So they have got the best of Indy time and time again. That is something.
Yeah. They're right there with. They're not as bad as Denver.
And
they're not as disappointing as Denver, but they're one of the most disappointing teams in the league. The Colts are. I mean, they had.
Oh, okay, Colts, absolutely. Yes.
Colts. I mean,
I was dead wrong on this team. Absolutely. But you're right, though. It's about the offensive line. I mean, who saw this coming?
Oh, there's going to be a lengthy story at the end of the year explaining what the hell happened here.
Yep.
I mean, Quentin Nelson made like every of these lists that come out every single year, the top 100. He was what, top 5, top 10, top 20 for consecutive years? Thought of as one of the best offensive linemen in the entire league.
Well, you got to put the Rams on the list. Defending champs are going to miss the playoffs. They might not win a game the rest of the year.
You see that number?
It's another one.
It's up to 8. But like everybody's on the shelf in that game for the Rams.
Yeah.
Maybe Stafford plays, maybe not, but the Seahawks are laying 8?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It'll be interesting December to see how many teams just say shut it down. Just shut down veterans and say that's it. We'll talk to you next year.
You know what's wild, though? Some of these teams that are really bad, they don't even get their first-round pick.
Awesome.
So the Rams can't even go into tank mode.
Rams don't have it. Saints don't have it. And Denver doesn't have it.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, man.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. All right, calling all soccer fans to lace up your cleats with BetRivers Online Sportsbook. With the World Cup in full swing, now is the perfect time to check out BetRivers. Log in to BetRivers every single day and get a free $10 bet when you place a wager of at least $25. BetRivers has all the latest odds, lines, and boosts to create the perfect match day experience. Head to BetRivers.com or download the BetRivers app today to get in on all the action. It's a whole new game. Win some, lose some is up next. Paulie will recap more of the betting action from last night. And a team executed an unnecessary trade before the deadline that I'm quite sure they wish they could get back this morning. I'll explain that coming up on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callsheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callsheet.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Good fun yesterday, World Cup. Ghana plus 205, beat South Korea. Ghana to score first and win, plus 265. Ghana, 7 in a row, BTTS. In the World Cup. Keep an eye on that moving forward. Brazil, 5 unders in a row. They win 1-0. Portugal. There you go. You called it. Penalty late. Portugal awarded a penalty.
Not exactly how I saw it playing out.
Horrible call, but you'll take it. Plus 350 to score on a penalty. Plus 450. Portugal to win to nil. Plus 220. Points bet paid out Ronaldo anytime goal and first time goal scorer.
Oh, wow.
Believe that? And the announcers called it the hairspray goal. How about Ronaldo right away? Yeah, that's me.
Yeah,
that's
of course
me.
It is.
Come on.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Did he even touch your head?
No.
Come on, buddy. Any of them. But that's good karma there, paying that out.
He could not wait to dance around the field.
Yeah, put his
and
hand
take credit
up.
For that goal.
I'm like, hey, buddy, did that even touch your head? I mean, what are you? You're taking credit for someone's big salad.
That's exactly what I was just going to say.
Come on.
The ultimate big salad example.
Najee Harris to score for the first touchdown, 6-1. Steelers have won 8 in a row against the Colts. Steelers to win between 7 and 12 points at Bet Rivers, 6-1. Successful 2-point conversion plus 230. One NBA Celtics Hornets over 219 up to 225.
I must say the Celtics are an absolute machine.
Are they number one in efficiency?
They have to
be. Their offense is great.
Their offense, I think, is on pace to set like records.
Yep. Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN.com, VSiN Pro, our radio and podcast friends. You always want to see these videos. This guy is excited to get the snacks and get the lunch. Look at the hot, serious hang time. Jumping up, ready for the food. Can't wait. Right? Feed me. Let's go. And then it goes back. He's higher than the counter. There you go. He's higher than the counter right there on several of the jumps. And this goes on and on until she sets the food. Look at the other guy. What's the problem? He's calm, cool, and collected. The other one can't wait for the food. This is hilarious. The dog always thinks the screen door is closed. There he is outside. Can I come in? And it's open. Of course it's open. So then the girl has to come over.
Come on. Come on.
and have to open it. There you go. Imaginary screen door. Okay, then I could come in. He's sitting there. There's nothing there, buddy. You can come in anytime by the tree.
Did the dog actually run into the screen door when it was closed as a puppy? Is that what happened?
Interesting.
Maybe. And now he's shook for life.
Yeah. Shook for life. That is interesting. Very good video. Look at him right there. Can I come in? Is it okay? You got to open this for me. Nothing there. Anytime. That's awesome. This is several people. This is me back in the day. When you do with the doubleheader and you go to someone's house for Thanksgiving, walk it out with the leftovers. This guy, even in the tub.
Jesus.
What do you got? Like 5-6 boxes? Cartons full? And then you got 2 tubs underneath there?
Yep.
Some serious leftovers. Come on, you're good for a week. And then some.
That's incredible.
It is. That's how you do it. Yeah, you mind if I take some leftovers?
Right. Here, I'll scoop the whole thing.
Yeah, right. That's excellent.
By the way, that's me when I go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
And I have like 7-8 bags. When I get to the house, it's one trip. I take pride in that. I'm not coming back to the car.
Oh, yeah. All right.
It doesn't matter. I'll break my bicep. I'll rip my bicep in half carrying all the groceries back in one trip.
You find out a lot about yourself doing that. Absolutely. Can you pull it off? Cavs Raptors over 213 up to 218. No, not even close. Nuggets Rockets under 233 down to 228. No way. Couple lose some. The Browns won, but it was ugly for the home fans on several fronts. A skunk was loose. Looking out, I guess he wanted some food. But you had the skunk. Oh, God, Pepe Le Pew hanging out. The skunk got in to the stadium. You see that? What a week for them. And how about the guy who steals the golf cart and was doing donuts and ripped up the field? I don't think they caught the guy. What's going on with security? Was it Baker Mayfield?
Well,
still have keys to the place?
That guy's got a hell of a story.
Guy just sneaks in, right?
You guys see what I did today?
Yeah,
I got away with it.
Right, right. Yeah, I messed up the field. I did donuts on the Browns side.
I'm surprised people didn't want to take selfies with the skunk.
I know. Well, you get close to the guy, sprays you, stinks. Right? You never know. And this was from Thanksgiving. Boy, oh boy. If you do a close-up shot, that's Dak Prescott before the game. The screensaver is him on his phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. One lose some. Come on! We love you, Southern California. Lakers blow a 17-point lead in the fourth quarter. 3-point buzzer beater by the Pacers. Oh, they've been playing well. Up 17 in the fourth quarter, they lose.
Yep.
Win Some, Lose Some presented by BetRivers, your hometown book. If your first wager loses, receive a free bet equal to your stake up to $500. Learn more at BetRivers.com.
Yeah, that's a rough loss, man, to blow a 17-point fourth quarter lead. Westbrook, I think, at 24-6 last night. Davis played well again, and you can't win that game. To answer your question about Boston, their offensive efficiency right now, 119.3.
Oh, God.
Number 2 is Denver, 113.9.
Oh.
So they're like setting. I started to bet Boston to win the NBA title on parlays. So here's what my plan is. I'm going to bet them. I bet them with Houston in college basketball. I'm going to tag
Houston.
And to win the college basketball.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
And I'm going to do this with Boston and a couple of other teams. You can do that here at Circa. You can do it at other spots as well. I just think the Celtics are an absolute juggernaut this year.
They are.
They're blowing everybody out. They're taking names and they're not happy they lost the title last year.
Mm-hmm.
So, I will pay this off. I thought the trade was a little unnecessary when the 49ers made it. They sent Mike McDaniel and the Dolphins, Jeff Wilson, for a future fifth-round pick. I thought, why? That isn't okay. I know they had Elijah Mitchell coming back, but this is a team, and they obviously traded for Christian McCaffrey, but it's a team that likes to use multiple backs anyway. Well, then you saw the news yesterday. Mitchell expected to miss 6 to 8 weeks, knee injury, sideline again. He already missed a boatload of the season because of a previous injury. They got that fifth-round pick for Jeff Wilson. Well, now guess what? Reports last night, Christian McCaffrey, day-to-day, he has a knee irritation is what's coming out. So that's not good. And for some reason, they dealt Wilson over to Miami at the deadline. I'm like, you might come back for a fifth-round pick. Wilson's really, really good.
Yeah.
And I know that Shanahan can get creative, and they have other young guys that they can probably play at their running back spot. But, boy, I think they'd like to have that one back today.
I hear you. I know.
What do you think of that spread against Miami?
Well, how about the respect for the... So all you hear about is San Francisco's power rating.
Uh-huh.
And I know that several bookmakers have said they're favored on a neutral if they play Dallas or Philly. Well, so there, it's a pick 'em on a neutral against Miami, but that's Miami's power rating should be high. I mean, they're 8-0 with Tua, so
I would say that's
a little surprising. You're getting Miami money here going on the road, but
yeah,
that
you know,
I don't know, corporate spectacle, rich and connected, rich crowd there in the Bay Area. But you know, it's tough with the travel. You're going across the country.
Yeah, it is. That's
I mean, it's still a rabid fan base. That's 3.5.
Yeah, I would say probably home field there might be worth. It's not 3 anymore. It hasn't been for a long time. I'd say maybe a point and a half because of the history there. But what you said, the travel. And as Kenny White always used to tell us, Kenny's been in this racket for a long, long time. He would say, maybe the home field isn't worth as much in a certain spot, but you have to factor in the travel. You have to a little bit. So that's going to be a long cross-country flight.
Well,
but
well, Mahomes did move it at will against him.
That he did.
And we'll see what kind of success Tua has in this dynamic offense.
What's not to like about Tua at this point?
I know.
Are there
very good revealing interview that the sideline reporter talked about on Sunday's game? Tua walking around and say, "Do I stink? Do I suck? What happened?" And just beat up by his own coaching staff. But he did struggle last year.
Oh, he did,
no doubt. But certainly McDaniel comes in and it makes life easier. You have the Hill to throw to, but he's been great, no doubt about it.
He has been.
He's in the MVP discussion.
Yeah, no, he is. I'd say right now, what, 3 guys? I think the three shortest shots on the board make the most sense. Mahomes, certainly.
Mahomes, Hurts, and Tua.
That's it. There you go.
Yeah.
It's a great list.
Mm-hmm.
You were making the case recently for Jefferson to be on the list.
Yes. Peter now, King has him 5th in his voting this week.
5th overall for
the
MVP.
He did a big article on what he does without the ball and what he means to the offense.
Well, we're going to find out this week because that's a tough matchup against that secondary.
Mm-hmm.
And we hear so much about the Jets and Gardner and Reed playing really, really well this year. And if Jefferson can go nuts this week, which against a very good Patriots defense in a secondary last week, he was phenomenal on Thanksgiving. But that total now, again, opened up 41.5, 42. That total in the Vikings-Jets game today is 46 at some spots. How about that move? The Vikings had no problem.
Wow, it's been bad the last couple of weeks defensively for Minnesota.
Yeah, really bad.
And to me, it's a significant upgrade going from Zach Wilson to Mike White because you see they have weapons.
Yeah.
But, it's a lot of respect for the Jets, too. I know Minnesota doesn't get much respect in the numbers, you know, the point differential and all that. But, you know, the Jets have beat 4 backup quarterbacks.
I think, did you point this out yesterday on the air? The Vikings lane 3 seems a little bit short.
Yes.
Yeah, and to tie in what you just said about too much respect, if you go back and look at what the Vikings closed at against the Patriots, 2.5 on Thanksgiving, and what the Patriots were laying against the Jets in their first 2 meetings this year.
Yeah, New England opened 5.5 2 weeks ago against the Jets.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
So based on that, a little odd. Up next, we're going to hit the World Cup. You have countless ways to bet this match. We'll give you some trends, odds. And do you realize this has been the result in 6 of their last 7 World Cup night matches? Details on that coming up next.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
The VSiN Cyber Monday deal has been extended. New VSiN Pro annual subscribers get a $30 credit to the VSiN store. Great place to shop for hats, shirts, mugs, and other gear. When you're a subscriber, you get the recap of every plays by every host and every guest. The daily betting reports, the betting splits. The offer won't last long. Sign up now for a great holiday gift, VSiN.com/subscribe.
Okay, what
yes.
A huge match it is coming up later on this morning on the West Coast, early afternoon on the East Coast. So the U.S. gets Iran. The U.S., as you probably know by now, they can advance with a win in this match. They can win the group with a win over Iran and a Wales win over England, or a 5-goal win over Iran and a tie between England and Wales. Much easier said than done.
Yes.
And Iran can advance with a win and can win the group with a win and an England loss. A tie is good enough to advance as long as Wales does not beat England today. So, Paulie, that said, it feels like they're certainly going to go out there and be super content with a draw and want to park the bus and just play defensive-minded the entire time.
This is why it's a fascinating handicap, and it's all because of what's on the line going in and then the in-play standpoint. What if there's an early goal? I mean, if Iran scores early, then it really opens it up. And it's you probably have a dead ticket if you played under 2.5, because USA has to win.
Mm-hmm.
A draw is no good. It's also a big ask that they have to win to advance, and four of their last five matches has been a draw across all competitions. You had to be encouraged what you saw with the England match, that they were the best, the better of England for much of the match, although the meltdown against Wales looks worse by the day now. But with our history here and the poor performance and what happened in 1998, but you go back to what England was able to do against Iran and take them out, no problem, that you have to be encouraged by this. But again, you're right. How do they play it? And even if USA scores early, maybe Iran doesn't try to open it up until you get later in the match as well, knowing that they have to push one across. But it's, you know, they're $1.80 to score first. The prop is no first 33 minutes today with this, but it's a tough call.
Well,
it's a tough call about it because they have to win. A draw is no good, but that's good enough for Iran because, you know, Wales, come on, they're not going to beat England. But that's, you know, that's what's on the line here. And it's every 4 years and are, you know, not going a couple times. It's like, okay, well, we'll see. I mean, the taste you have to have, the bad taste in your mouth, if you can't get it done again, and the woe is me, and boy, why are we so bad at soccer?
Mm-hmm.
All that'll start if they fail to advance.
No, that's definitely true. Iran, a little bit deeper here, they've allowed, think about this, 1 or 0 goals in 18 of their past 21 matches. That's what they're up against today.
Yeah.
Now, this entire match changes if either side gets a goal right away. But that not, I mean, you said the prop is, will we see a goal in the first 33 minutes? It's -110, yes or no.
Right.
I would lean to the no on that.
And there's some, it's 2.5 significantly juiced to the under.
Mm-hmm.
Most places have a 2+. But you're right. If Iran scores early, oh my God. I mean, USA has to pull out all the stops then. They
got
to get 2.
Yep.
They got to get 2 or it's collected jerseys.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to go for broke. So then this thing really gets nuts.
Yep.
And then you'll see that too later from an in-play standpoint later in the match. Like if it's 1-0 USA in the 65th, 70th minute, then Iran has to go for broke and go do everything they can.
Yep.
I mean, they'll do great because it doesn't matter if you lose 2-0. I mean, you have to score. You got to get the draw.
You have to.
So you have to go for broke too. That's where, and like Eric Winalda said yesterday, I mean, you're going to see crazy stuff the next 4 days. I mean, you're going to see, you could see nutty scores and you're going to see everything.
This is going to be different than what we watched over the past week. Okay, and Eric Winalda was on the show yesterday, former U.S. men's national team member, of course, and he joined us, and he explained what he expects from the match and how he sees it playing out today.
Well, it's going to come down to how aggressive we want to get, and that's obviously a coaching call for Greg Berhalter, but, dude, this is Carlos Quiroz. Now, to a lot of people, that doesn't mean a lot. But he used to work for Manchester United. He used to work for the United States. This guy wrote the article that was called 2010, which was back in the 90s. That was supposed to be the blueprint for the United States to figure out how to win a World Cup. So this guy knows us very, very well. But he is a defensive coach. He's probably one of the best defensive coaches in the world. The irony, I guess, he's trying to teach us how to win, and his job is to tie. So this is gonna get crazy. They are gonna bunker down. They're very good at that. Mm-hmm. And the best case scenario for them is a 0-0. We have to score, and we've had a lot of difficulty breaking down defenses that make us put us in a spot where we have to commit numbers forward. That's been a big problem for our coach. So I see this one playing out 1-0 United States, and it's gonna take a long time. But I still would not be surprised if it was 0-0.
That's the thing. It's like he mentioned the problem scoring. Clearly, problem number one for this country. Like, how much confidence do you have of this team actually scoring a goal?
Yeah, we have one goal so far.
Yeah.
You know, he's right, too, about they're going to park the bus. And he could see maybe we get a late goal and we win 1-0. But that is plus 750, by the way, if you want to bet that 0-0. But this is fascinating because you have one team that's, we don't want anything to happen.
Oh, nothing.
It's hard to score. And this is what we do well. We don't concede. We don't give it up.
Right.
And we're fine with a draw, and we'll move on in advance. You know, good luck. How about this scenario? Iran scores early, And you've seen this many times. And you see, to your point about you see crazy stuff and what Eric said, just look at Champions League and when it's aggregate.
Oh, yeah.
How many teams blow 3-goal leads going into a match?
Sure.
Or we've seen teams come back down like 4-1, 5-1 aggregate to win and crazy stuff happened. So,
and monstrous in play betting because of that.
So you have even like Iran to win the first half, but USA wins the match. That's 25-1 at Bet Rivers. So Iran gets one early, and then we pull out all the stops and maybe push two through in the second half, something like that, and win. That's a nice payout.
Yeah, some trends here for the U.S. national team. The halftime score has been 0-0 in three of the last four World Cup matches. That is plus 150 at DraftKings. Six of the United States' last seven World Cup night matches have ended in a draw in regulation time. That's plus 240 on a draw today. And the under 2.5 goals market has hit during regulation in each of the U.S.'s last four World Cup matches. That's, again, like you said, minus 165, minus 170, minus 180, depending on where you're shopping around at.
What do you think?
Well, I expect nothing to happen.
Yeah. You think it's 1-0?
I think it's what that's...
Oh, God.
I mean, if you can find alt totals on this match and bet under 3, I think that's... I mean, you get delayed juice. You can maybe get creative that way with parlays, whatever.
I like under one first half.
Are we getting four goals in this game?
No. I love under one first half. I mean, it's going to be cagey and nervy first half.
He's
got to score two goals in the first half to beat you.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
That's why I also like the no goal in the first 33 minutes.
Yep. What Eric said, too, about he sees it 1-0. It's pays 5-1 USA plus 850 Iran. The alt team totals, USA to score... to go over 2.5 goals plus 420. Iran, over 1.5 goals, 3-1. Mm. You have that too. But again, 700 different ways to bet the match at Bet Rivers. Crazy. To win, to be a goal down and win, we're 11-1. They're 18-1. To win both halves, we're 5-1. They're 16-1. The penalty. I don't think we have an own goal yet in this tournament. 8-1. A penalty and a red card. 14-1.
A penalty in this match alone is 8-1.
A penalty, is that what it is?
Is that what you said?
No. Own goal is 8-1.
Okay, sorry.
A penalty for USA awarded a penalty is plus 375.
Yeah, man.
For Iran, it's 6-1 if that happens.
Remember what Eric told us as well yesterday? He said that if the U.S. gets one early, that Iran is going to start fouling big time.
The card angle, the bookings.
The bookings
Nigel
over.
Angle.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
You can find that. That was a good observation, too, and a good catch.
Here is your pro tip of the hour. Look for under spots where the team with the lead gets a red card and puts them in defending mode. This was brought to our attention from, and it's a good observation, but E, who is a professional sports bettor in California, and he bets soccer year-round. This is one of the pro tips that he sent in. So if you happen to see a red card, which they've been rare, but if you get that, that's when you want to look to the under right away in the match.
Well, it's a great angle, but I'm waiting for it, though.
Yeah.
I know, because it only happened in the Wales match, and that was late.
Yep.
And then it was Iran who put them away with two late ones.
Yep. And that's the pro tip of the hour. We do one every single hour right here on VSiN across every show, so that means at least 20 every single day. And they are available for VSiN Pro subscribers only at VSiN.com, where you can sort them by sport and by show. Gonna be nervous at all today?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
How are you not?
Yeah. Major disappointment again if you can't advance because you played so well against England.
Yeah.
And just they dominated Wales for the first half and then couldn't extend the lead.
I think the
silly penalty.
Despite a 2 o'clock Eastern time start and 11 o'clock out here in the I think the ratings are going to be gigantic for this match. Matt Heumann is going to join the show coming up next from right here on VSiN. He graduated from Purdue, has a great pulse on this football program, has all year long. Does he like the Boilermakers plus the points against Michigan? Find out next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Calling all soccer fans, lace up your cleats. Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook. Now it gets fun in the World Cup. Perfect time to check out Bet Rivers. Log in every single match day. Get a free $10 bet when you place a wager of at least $25. The latest odds, lines, and boosts create the perfect match day experience. Head to BetRivers.com or download the app today to get in on the action. At BetRivers, it's a whole new game.
Here we go. The champ joins us. The brand new VSiN champ. He took down Betsgiving all by himself. He is Matt Youmans, VSiN host and senior editor at VSiN.com. Congrats, man.
Hey, guys. Thanks. I appreciate it. It's a dream come true. And you guys know how it feels because you won the first ever VSiN esteemed contest over the summer, the baseball contest. So Paul Howard's been walking around with his chest puffed out ever since then.
Absolutely.
So it's a great accomplishment.
Yep. How will you celebrate? A McRib, a Bud Light? What are you going to do?
I've had a couple McRibs today. I think I'm up to 38 now for McRib season. That belt might be a little bit too small for me right now.
Okay. Yeah. Big fella. There you go. 38.
All right. So let's say that Betsgiving was this week. You graduated from Purdue. You've had the pulse of this program for many, many years down pat. You read this team like a book. They're catching all these points against Michigan. If Betsgiving were this week, would you take the points in the Boilermakers?
I would take the points. The number right now, it's circa 17. Uh-huh. And I think the situational spot sits up pretty well for Purdue in this game. And I've said this many times about Jeff Brohm. His team is fragile as a favorite, dangerous as a dog. And Purdue tends to play to the level of the competition. All that said, I'm not sure once they get on the field if they're going to have the talent, especially the defense that it takes to go toe-to-toe with Michigan, because that running game's pretty hard to stop. I mean, it's impressive when the Wolverines go to Columbus and physically manhandle Ohio State like they did last weekend. So Purdue's going to have to do it on emotion, hit for some big plays. They do have a 60-year senior quarterback, Aiden O'Connell. He has been out of practice the last couple of days. His older brother died before the Indiana game over the weekend, but I think he'll be back to practice at some point this week. And the one thing that I think gives Purdue a little bit better chance, too, is in the past couple of years, this team under Brohm has not been able to run the ball very effectively. Purdue's averaging 125.8 yards per game on the ground now, so it's not such a one-dimensional offense. It could be a little bit of a letdown spot for Michigan, even though that was not the case last year.
Right.
In the Big Ten title game when the Wolverines pounded Iowa 42-3, so I can't really count on that. You just have to hope Michigan's a little bit off. And I do think you're going to get an inspired performance out of a Purdue team that's got nothing to lose.
Yep. The comments there, too, after the game that Harbaugh said they emptied the playbook in the win against Ohio State, I found interesting. Very good comments. How about K-State and TCU round two?
Well, I was on K-State in round one, and that was a bitter defeat because took the points with the Wildcats in Fort Worth. They were up 28-10 late in the second quarter. Their top two quarterbacks get knocked out. Adrian Martinez, Will Howard, the third stringer, comes in, throws a pick on his first pass, and that 28-10 lead dissolves into a 38-28 loss, and that was one of the times the TCU's really capitalized on a team with a banged-up quarterback situation. That was on October 22nd. I'm not sure. Now, TCU is playing at a high, high level right now, but K-State's not too far behind. And I think, you know, Michael Lombardi was talking last week about how difficult it is to beat a team twice in a season. I think TCU's going to find that out against K-State this week. So I'm going to play K-State here. Right now, the number's 2.5. I haven't bet it yet. I'm going to wait to see if I can get 3, but I do like the Wildcats as dogs in this one.
Yeah. Would you put TCU in the playoff with a close loss?
I don't know. That's debatable. And I think the playoff committee and the TV networks and everybody who conspires to keep the little guy out of the playoffs are going to try to find a way to freeze out TCU. That's kind of what I think. Mm.
What about the game out here on Friday night? No, I think they're in. I personally think they're in, Matt.
Okay.
Yeah, with a loss. And I mean, if it's 37-0 K-State, then talk to me on Sunday. But yeah. I don't anticipate that to happen. The game
here's the thing too. Mm-hmm. You guys saw the viewership numbers for the Michigan Ohio State game.
Oh yeah,
they know what type of numbers they're going to pull in with Ohio State, and they're not going to get those type of numbers with TCU. Those politics play into it, even though they'll never admit that stuff.
Yep. Do you like USC laying a field goal now against Utah?
I do. The USC offense is too hot right now. Caleb Williams, man, he's accounted for 44 touchdowns, only 3 interceptions this season. He had 381 passing yards and 5 TDs with no picks in the first game in Salt Lake City. The USC offense had 556 total yards in that game. And I really felt like USC was controlling that game, up 21-7 in the second quarter. The defense kind of wore down in the second half. There were 12 penalties called on USC in that game, and some of those were very questionable calls that helped swing the result in Utah's favor. USC's just too hot for me to get in front of right now.
Hope you're right. Can they get enough stops defensively? And certainly that was the problem in the first meeting. Okay, so that's the appetizer out here Friday. The main course is then Las Vegas Raiders against the Chargers. Good game, intriguing game, and absolutely what could have been here for the Raiders now with the 3 blown leads of 17 points or more. What do you think of the Raiders at home against the Chargers now?
Well, I mean, the Raiders are a team that they have the potential to get hot here late in the season, especially offensively. The defense is going to be a problem, of course. And I think this could be a high-scoring game, which is why the total has been bet up from 48 to 50.5. But you just can't lay points with the Chargers. At home, on the road, last week they're laying 3 in Arizona. They win by 1. And in the favorite role, I like to fade the Chargers. And I think the Raiders, Josh McDaniels maybe has found some things to work here. He's going to Josh Jacobs more often. He has over 200 yards rushing against a good Seattle defense. Derek Carr, Devontae Adams starting to heat up a little bit. I kind of like the Raiders in the home dog role. And that's one of two home dogs I like this week, by the way, because I do like the Patriots on Thursday night, catching 5. The Bills are playing for the third time in 12 days away from home. Coach Sean McDermott said yesterday a flu-like illness has been sweeping through the locker room. You got a long list of injuries. Von Miller is going to be out for this game. And I thought the Patriots actually played pretty well for the most part on Thanksgiving night. If that Hunter Henry catch at the goal line is not overturned, I thought it was a catch. His hand was under the ball. Maybe it's a little bit different story, but the Mac Jones passed for 382 yards and two touchdowns with no turnovers in that game. And I thought he looked more like the Mac Jones of last year. So I like the Patriots. I think they got a pretty good shot to win Thursday night.
Very good. You were in Maui last week for college basketball, the Maui Invitational. You like to go every single year when it's there. You saw Arizona win the whole thing. They looked awesome. You had them at 3-1. What do you like tonight in college hoops? And then what do you make the number? This has been all over the map talking to people. What do you make the Carolina-Indiana number tomorrow?
Good question. Anyway, yeah, I did play Marquette plus 7. Okay. I think that's the number in a couple books right now. I think Circuit might have 7 up there. And Baylor has got 3 really good guards, and Adam Flagler, L.J. Crier, and Keontae George. But at the same time, Baylor's 5-1 and has only played 2 legitimate opponents. Lost to Virginia by 7, beat UCLA by 5. Marquette gave Purdue its toughest game up to this point. Purdue looks like one of the 3 best teams in the country. Marquette played the Boilers to a 75-70 game in West Lafayette. So I think the dog could be dangerous in that game tonight. I do like Marquette taking the points. And, you know, I had this game circled. I was going to bet Indiana against North Carolina. I was hoping Carolina would play well over the weekend. Unfortunately, the Tar Heels lost twice. I thought they were going to Bloomington as a short favorite against Indiana. It would be a great spot to play the Hoosiers. Now I'm thinking Indiana might be a 3-point favorite, which changes the handicap a little bit. But I do like the Hoosiers to beat the Tar Heels on Wednesday night.
Great job. Good. Congratulations. And update people. We love the show. Update people on the Friday night contest.
Doug Kazarian of ESPN still in the lead with 37 points. Chuck Edel right on his heels, 1 point behind. And then right there next to him is Jeff Whitelaw surging up to standings, and Chris DeBear Felica. And we're down to a field of 16, down to a field of 12, starting with 16. We make one cut for the next 4 weeks until we get to the Elite Eight there for the final 3 weeks of the contest.
Very cool. Thanks, Matt. Good luck this week.
Okay, you bet. Thanks.
Thank you. Good job. 38 McRibs.
38 already.
Do it. Yep.
What is that now? In about a month and a half?
Yeah, he's a warrior. Absolutely. By the way, it's too long to mention. Check out the college basketball schedule Saturday, December 17th.
What do we have, 150 games?
No, it's just the ranked opponents playing each other. Oh. Some credible matchups.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
Yeah.
That's got to be. Schedule. So we're going to get that day. My guess is that's the first huge day of bowl games then, too.
And there's a triple header in the NFL.
In the NFL, yeah.
Yeah, there's like 9 football games and a plethora of ranked teams playing each other in college hoops.
Beautiful. Okay. Cabana day. Nice out here. Could at Zirka.
Well, maybe. Yeah. Maybe. And I think Evan's coming to town. That'll be fun.
Oh, boy.
That's the blackjack tournament.
Evan the Whale?
Yeah.
That's the weekend?
I think that's the same weekend.
Oh,
where they do the, if you win, you get to pick your future in the NFL.
Oh, boy. All right. Yeah. Up next, our soccer expert, Nigel Seeley, is going to join the program. Again, obviously a very, very important match today. It is huge with USA taking on Iran. What does he expect from that match? What's his betting advice? And how does he expect the England-Wales match to go? We'll talk to Nigel Seeley coming up here and Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.